Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Angelia Bayer, I should say, College Invest CEO. Angelia, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it so much. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
It's Angela Bayer, but that's fine.
Yeah, Angela.
Still this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. There's a lot of money coming our way as far as College Invest is concerned, and it doesn't include taxpayer dollars, which is always good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And thank you for helping us spread the word about our First Step program that helps young families, any child born or adopted after January 1, 2020. We give them a $100 starter account, and then we help match their contributions for the next 5 years.
This initiative, let's get into it. What is this intended to do in gaining momentum for those people who want a college education?
Right. And, you know, just before I get into that, I want to make sure people know that it's not just college, even though that's in our name. It is for apprenticeships, trade or vocational school, community college, all the way up to a doctorate degree. I always say hairdressers to Harvard. So anyone that wants to have an education after high school, which is just about everybody, this helps cut down that cost. And we really hope helps eliminate or at least greatly reduce student loan debt. You know, that can be a real burden.
Exactly. And this is sort of a Kickstarter program, right? It's the first step in helping many Colorado families open their College Invest savings accounts.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Right. We find that the biggest hurdle for people to start saving often is just procrastination. And I know I have two kids and I remember what it's like when they're young and you know you want to do it. You know it's the right thing. But it's easy to put off because there's not an exact deadline. And we're finding that this incentive, the $100 is great, but then our additional $500 a year for the first 5 years. So they need to do it before their child turns five or before that fifth anniversary of an adoption. It's getting people starting early, and that means they're saving more, not only the extra time, but the beauty of compound interest.
Absolutely. And there are some steps that that new families, right, and guardians need to do. What are those first steps that you would give some advice to them?
Thank you. The easiest thing to do is just to go to our website, collegeinvest.org, and you open an account. It's absolutely free. It'll ask if you want to put $25 in now or to mail a check. Just do the check because we'll take care of the rest. On that, you choose which investment option you like. We have four plans. So any type of saving choice, whether you want to save in a bank or with a financial advisor or with Vanguard on your own. Once you've opened an account, you simply apply for the First Step award. Both of these, by the way, opening an account takes 5 minutes. We see the First Step account takes another five. So in 10 minutes, your kid is on their way to a higher education.
And I love what you said. It also includes apprenticeship, trade,
yes,
and vocational schools as well. The interesting thing, too, is that, you know, borrowing is such a bad word these days. I mean, when it comes to education, this is sort of a way to have a college education without borrowing any or as much.
That is exactly right. We say it's the beauty of earning interest instead of paying interest on the money. And it can literally cut the cost of a higher education in half. So even if you can't save the full amount, if they are going, say, to a four-year university, every dollar you save is literally a dollar they don't have to borrow.
I love that. And the other thing that you guys do is you sort of educate everybody, like breaking down the financial barriers. Because, you know, many people think getting a higher education, it's going to be astronomical. Wouldn't you agree?
That's absolutely true. And we do try and educate them, and there are so many ways. Even if you're wanting to go on to university, you can start at community college and get those first 2 years there and then on to university. And we also have an absolutely free program called YouGift. Once you've done everything we just talked about and you got your First Step account working for you, when you sign up for YouGift, it gives you a unique code for the life of your savings account, and you can text or email that to all your friends and family anywhere in the country, and they can electronically deposit into your child's account. It's beautiful for birthdays, holidays. Heck, I even used it for my kids for their high school graduation gift ideas.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, $11.5 billion in savings, that's nothing to sneeze about. 405,000 accounts, and the majority of those are held by Colorado residents. So if anybody missed this information, go back to our podcast page at caradio.com. Give us the website again, and then the phone number, which you can listen to again on the podcast page of caradio.com.
That's great.
So what is the address again? The email or not?
I thought you were on your podcast. I apologize. Yes, it's collegeinvest.org.
And then the 800 number if people want to use their phone.
I'm sorry. I don't have that memory.
I have it. I have it. It's 1-800-448-2424. That's easy to remember. 1-800-448-2424. Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Beyer. We appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thanks for having me back on that number.
Yeah, no problem. It's our pleasure. Have a great Monday.
All right. Thank you so much. You too.